Now, he's saying that to these people here in verse 15. He'd said, so again have I thought in these days to do good unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. God says, it's not because you've been through a ritual or whether you omitted a ritual, whether you do or whether you don't. I'm showing mercy to you. But this is not the end in itself. This will be a very small thing. But God looks down through the centuries and says, the day is coming when I intend to deal with you and will in that day do a glorious thing upon the earth. And he looks down to the millennium. Now, you will find here in verse 16, now, since they are going to represent God, that doesn't mean they can do as they please if it's by the grace and mercy of God. That doesn't mean, therefore, that you can live any kind of life like some people think. Listen to what God says now in verse 16. These are the things that ye shall do. Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? You've been saved by His grace and mercy. But wait a minute. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, if you love Him, you're going to keep His commandments. Not to get saved, because you have been saved by His grace and mercy. And your obedience or your life will never add anything to your salvation. Now, he says to these people, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor. This is the day when lying is acceptable in every walk of life. Business can't be depended upon today to tell the truth. Advertising today is very inaccurate, and the news media cannot be depended upon to tell the truth, and Washington cannot be depended upon to tell the truth. And it doesn't make any difference what party you're talking about. Neither one of them or no one else can be trusted, it looks like, today. You can't trust men in any walk of life, not the military, nor education today in science. In all of these areas, we are finding that truth has suddenly gone out of style. And it's about time that boys and girls are taught in school that there's certain moral standards. And one of them is that if you don't tell the truth, you're a liar. And there's no other way around that. Then he says, execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Now, in the gates was where the law court was in that day. And how many today have even confessed that they lied to a grand jury or lied when they were under oath? Execute the judgment of truth. Now, what he's talking about here is not the act of judging. He's not saying you're not the judge. You and I are going to judge whether we judge honestly or dishonestly, whether we judge truthfully or untruthfully. We're going to judge. And what he has in mind here is actually the motive. It means the thing that motivate judging, and that is truth. And this is the thing that he's saying to do. You see, actually, this is, again, putting the Ten Commandments down. And we find then him saying now in verse 17, let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. That is, you not to covet anything that your neighbor's. And love no false oath, for all these things are the things that I hate, saith the Lord. Now, if you want to know what God hates today, and we have all the bumper stickers today saying God is love, well, that's great. God is love. But God also hates. You couldn't love without hating some things. If you love the truth, you're going to hate the lie. If you love your child, you will hate a mad dog that comes into the yard to bite the child. You'd kill that mad dog if you love your child. God hates certain things, and I'd like to see that put up on billboards today. God hates lying. God hates covetousness. God hates the different things that God hates. He hates a whole lot of things, friends, that the world is doing today.